Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is Coronavirus Daily, World on Pause. I'm Charles Feldman from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles.
And I'm Mike Simpson. Big news today, CDC changing the mask guidelines. Great news if you're fully vaccinated and you want to get back to pre-pandemic normal. It now says the fully vaccinated can stop wearing masks, even in crowds, says they can stop wearing masks in most indoor settings. Still exceptions, though, in buses, planes, other places, but it's a major change.
But it raises thorny legal issues surrounding trying to figure out who's vaccinated and who isn't.
Imagine becoming a millionaire just by getting a shot. It's going to happen to a few people in Ohio.
Let's start with the CDC guidance. Dr. Eric Toner is an emergency medicine physician and a senior scientist at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. Doctor, so if you are fully vaccinated, are you good to go without a mask in most cases?
Yes, that's what they're saying. They're saying that if you're fully vaccinated, that you can do most anything except travel on airplanes, buses, or trains without a mask.
Surprising to you? Or, hey, vaccines, they work, and these ones work exceptionally well, so here we are.
Well, yes to both those questions. So the vaccines do work exceptionally well. But I am surprised that this is coming as quickly as it has. It's just been a few weeks since we've started to see another decline in the number of cases. I think it's probably a few weeks too early to tell everybody they can take their masks off.
Now, of course, one of the rationales previously, as you know, for even vaccinated people wearing masks in public was to protect the unvaccinated from potentially getting infected. But the head of the CDC at that news conference this morning was asked about that. And while denying that this was a politically based decision, she insisted that there was new evidence as recently as only a week or so ago, she says, that shows it is highly unlikely for a fully vaccinated person to have enough viral load to transmit COVID to an unvaccinated person. Does that sound true to you?
Yes, it does. We've been seeing evidence of this for months now, that the viral loads in people who are vaccinated are quite low, and therefore the chance that they could transmit the virus is quite low. And what Dr. Walensky was pointing out was new studies that document this, that people who are vaccinated seem very rarely to transmit the disease to other people. So I think it is true.
This is Dr. Eric Toner, internist, emergency medicine physician, senior scientist, Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health.
Now that the CDC is changing its guidance for indoor masks, is there a way for businesses to possibly check if they want to allow vaccinated people to remove their masks? we suppose they could require some kind of proof.
Identifying the vaccinated, the unvaccinated raises interesting legal questions. Dorit Rice is a professor at the UC Hastings School of Law, focuses on health law and policy. So can a business dig in its heels, require masks, even though the CDC says, hey, they're not needed for the fully vaccinated?
To some degree. Remember, business can set up their own rules. In theory, business can say, you can only come in if you're wearing a blue shirt. So they can't say, we only accept people with masks, vaccinated or not, regardless of the guidance. However, there'll be a lot of pressure on them to move away from that, given the new guidance. And as you're saying, a big problem here will be practically identifying who's vaccinated or not.
Yeah. So am I going to have to show my card or my mobile app that says I'm vaccinated? Or, you know, it may be just be easier at this point. If I'm going to go into Starbucks, then stick with the mask rule because I don't want to have to flash my phone every time I want the coffee.
That's a great point. It might be easier both for the establishment and for anyone coming in to keep the mask requirement until the levels of vaccination in that locality reach a certain height.
But let's talk, though, about litigation, because as you know, teaching law,
we are a litigious society.
Yeah, we're a country that just loves, you know, courtrooms. So to go back to your point, so a business can say, you know, I think you said only people with blue shirts, right, can come in. So only people with masks can come in, says the business. Now the person wanting to come in says, well, what are you based that on? The federal government, the president of the United States says, I don't need to because I'm fully vaccinated. You are now discriminating against me. Grounds for a lawsuit?
Not really. Here is where there's a big difference between government and private actors. And even for government, the chances of a lawsuit are limited. Private actors don't owe you equal treatment, with some exceptions that don't apply here. They can decide who comes in and who doesn't. That it's their right to set the rules for their establishment. The exceptions are from the American with Disabilities Act for people with medical conditions, or for some businesses, but not others, under the Civil Rights Act of 1964, based on race, religion, and a couple of other criteria. But just distinguishing between mask wearers and not mask wearers doesn't violate those.
I guess there's what you can do, and then there's what people are going to try to do anyways. I mean, what if it's my company and I work there, right? And I'm in the call center or something, and I know that the people in the cubicles near me are all vaccinated. So I'm saying, you guys, let's take them off. And then my boss says, no, we have the rules here. Can I push back on that?
Not really. So you're saying sometimes the workplace rule won't make any more sense. If most of us are vaccinated, why impose a mask work rule? But here, the rights of the employer to set workplace conditions do matter. And the workplace condition rules won't always be perfectly rational. You as an employee can lobby the management. You can use one of a few exceptions, such as points to an acknowledged medical condition that prevents following the work rule and ask for an accommodation, or point to a religious objection to the work rule. But you can't tell your employer, I don't like the work rule. I think it doesn't make sense. Just because of that, I can ignore it.
Okay, so now let's turn it up a notch. The potential employer says to the potential employee, if you come to work here, we are now maskless because the CDC says so if you're vaccinated, but you need to show us, prove to us that you are, or we are not hiring you.
So employers can require proof of vaccination. I will say that this is a matter of state law, and that some states have proposed laws prohibiting employers from requiring vaccines. But without such a law, employer can say, we're setting health and safety conditions. We're allowing people to take the mask off because we want high vaccination rates. You have to be vaccinated before you come in. There are, again, a couple of exceptions. If the employee has a medical reason not to vaccinate, the employer may have to give them an accommodation under the American with Disabilities Act. If the employee has a sincere religious objection to a vaccine, the employer may have to accommodate them under the Civil Rights Act of 1964. In both cases, however, you don't necessarily have to treat the employee exactly the same. You may be able to take steps to reduce the risks, such as imposing on them additional testing requirements, or saying you, if you have a legitimate exemption, do have to be masked.
Dorit Rice, professor at the UC Hastings School of Law, focuses on health law and policy. Thanks.
Coming up after this short break, some people will get rich after getting vaccinated. Ohio is raising the vaccination incentive game to a whole new level. It'll give away $1 million each to five vaccinated adults in a lottery.
And then if you're under 17, you get your name thrown into a lottery to win free tuition. It's a full ride scholarship in an Ohio State school. Arthur Kaplan, founding head of the Division of Medical Ethics at NYU's School of Medicine. So, doctor, fun idea?
By the way, let's not forget the private sector donut initiative.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The much-debated Krispy Kreme.
Yes, that's right.
Right, right. Which I'm for. And the answer is, I think, ethically, it's all good. I don't see any problem with having fun with it. I don't see any problem trying to overcome hesitancy with even big rewards like a lottery or free tuition. I think the little rewards, you know, the free drink, I'm not sure how well that does. If you had free drink and get vaccinated on the site, that might do better in terms of getting, you know, behavior to change. But yeah, I think there are some who are already screaming this is not the right use of government money, but I don't see it. I think it's a very good use.
Do you know whether in the past we've done things like that for things like, I don't know, polio vaccinations or smallpox? Did we have to sweeten the pot, so to speak, to get people to get vaccinated for their own good and the community's own good?
We didn't. So with polio, it was mainly a campaign that terrified parents that their kids were going to get paralyzed. A lot of focus on harm to children. That really got people moving rather than people saying, you know, well, I don't need it. It's a hoax. Or if I'm going to die, so be it. Some of our adults sometimes sound that way. No, we've never done anything like this that I'm aware of.
So is it just a different reality we live in these days? I mean, there are plenty of people who got sufficiently terrified to go and get their vaccine, but others who, you know, are not.
Well, you know, we just had an announcement that the CDC is going to get rid of outdoor masking requirements and a lot of indoor masking recommendations. That's all due to vaccination. For people out there who don't think that vaccines make a difference, they are the road to opening things up, getting back to school. But we still got to make sure that we get the last group in to get to maximum immunity. So the 20-30% who are still hesitating, we got to win them over. I'm sad to think that we got to do it with bribes and gifts and lotteries. I wish they'd just do it out of common sense. Yeah. But you know what? I'll take it any way I can get it. The more we do it, the more we're going to be able to get some semblance of normal back.
But I do wonder what it says about us, or at least some of us, that we need these extra incentives for our own good and for the good of our friends and family. And especially since historically we have not, as you just said, done this before. What's changed fundamentally about us?
Yeah, a couple of things. First, polio, smallpox, they were never political. They were just diseases. And people didn't say, well, if you get vaccinated, I guess you're not a real conservative. Or if you don't get vaccinated, I guess you, you know, you're in the party that I want to belong to. This link to politics that came about really in the Trump administration has just polarized the topic of vaccination. Nothing like that ever before. And I think there's a group of us who are also a little less community minded, a little less, I'm going to help my neighbor. I'm going to help out the folks down the road, the people who are vulnerable. Now it's a little bit more I'm going to look out for myself. Add that into social media, which we didn't have prior to this with any of these other big epidemics spreading all kinds of nonsense about vaccines. Yeah, that makes our circumstances different.
I think we talked maybe even with you about that before, the, you know, the messaging early on, you got to protect everybody else, and which is great if you think that way. But a lot of us are just selfish. So as soon as you tell us, no, it's about protecting you. Oh, yeah, I'm more apt to fall into that because I understand that one.
I'm ashamed to think somebody's going to say, well, really, it's about my free beer. Yeah, that'll get me moving.
Well, I was thinking the waste of money thing. I mean, how much do ad campaigns cost for, like, billboards and commercials and PSAs from health department? You could spend millions of dollars on that, or you can give away $1 million five times and a whole bunch of people in Ohio hopefully race to get vaccinated.
Exactly. And, you know, again, the cost of not vaccinating in terms of schools getting shut down, if more outbreaks occur there, nursing homes getting shut down if staff don't vaccinate, it's just an off-the-wall cost. So, yeah, all right, throw some money into the lottery and so forth. Look, maybe we won't be arguing about all this by the fall, because then the vaccines will be fully licensed, and we may actually start to see some mandates or requirements to get into places or to work.
Arthur Kaplan there, founding head of the Division of Medical Ethics, NYU's School of Medicine. Arthur, thanks.
Debate is growing about whether we will need to get yearly COVID booster shots or new vaccines to deal with the variants. More than a dozen influential infectious disease and vaccine development experts interviewed by Reuters say there is growing evidence that a first round of global vaccinations may offer enduring protection against the coronavirus and its most worrisome variants, discovered to date anyway. Some of these scientists expressed concern that public expectations around COVID-19 boosters are being set by pharmaceutical executives rather than health specialists. But many agreed that preparing for such a need as a precaution is prudent.
You can find this Odyssey original on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.